Hello, welcome to the Gregor Podcast. Are you looking for a better pre-owned buying experience? Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. Check it out, Lakewood Chev.
President of KO Boxing, Mel Lubavac, joins us once again. Mel, welcome back to the show. And you've not only been president, you set all the fights. Because of injuries and such, you've had to work a little overtime here the last few weeks to get everything sorted out.
Injuries and just a whole bunch of different things. I started off with 10 fights, which I usually always do because I'm hoping that a couple, I know a couple of them will fall apart. So I start with 10. This time we kind of drop down to 6. But usually for boxing, 6 is kind of a round number that you would use as a night of fights anyway.
So when you go into it and you book the 10 fights, and you know that some because of injuries or what have you, so do you tentatively then always have it that you're going to have 6 or 7 ultimately? Like what if, could you have 6 on a card or 10 on a card, or would that ultimately be too many?
I think it would be too many. The night would run really long. Now, if by chance something like that would happen, I'd probably start during the dinner because we do have dinner as well. So I'd just start the night earlier. So that way people aren't there until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Mel, even though you're looking at a 6-fight card instead of what you started out with, the top end of that card to me, looks very good. Ryan Ford looks like he wants to get busy. He's going to have fights a month apart. He just fought in Singapore. Rob Nichols looks like a decent fighter. And then it's still O'Connell and Barajas at lightweight, and Barajas is a pretty good fighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the semi-main and main event are great fights. Actually, to be honest with you, there's every fight on that card on Friday night, I believe, is well matched and it should be an enjoyable fight. So for Ryan, he does. He wants to keep busy. He always wants to keep busy. So for him to go back and forth, if we can make it work where in between shows he can go outside of here, then great.
Now, Mel, Ryan was on last week, and he even admitted the frustrating part for him was there's a lot of, in the boxing community, for whatever reason, there's a lot of fighters who want to say they're fighters, but they don't want to fight anyone unless they think they could beat them. As somebody who has to match these and you want to find competitive fights, has it gotten easier or has it gotten harder? Like, are fighters, why are they so protective of, like, I understand you don't want guys to get hurt, but is there a philosophy of suddenly, well, geez, we don't want our guy to lose because suddenly that means he's no good?
Yeah, you know, I just sometimes it gets so frustrating to have to deal with this, whether it be the fighter or the coach or the manager, whoever it may be, that's like, oh, no, we don't want to take that fight. Not right now, not right now, not right now. So it makes it so frustrating because I feel that it's getting harder and harder with time. I think a lot of these people don't want to get that loss on their record, and clearly one is going to end up with a loss. So I don't know. It just makes it hard. That's why sometimes you gotta go outside of it. Especially with lighter guys such as Cam O'Connell and stuff, I'm having to go into South America, like Mexico and stuff like that more. Those guys will take a fight. It doesn't matter. They take a fight. So they come in to fight. So I'm okay with that. I think it's more with the Canadian guys. And a lot of times, the East Coast, West Coast kind of thing, and the East doesn't want to come over here. And I won't send my guys to Ontario because they have same day weigh-ins. So for me, I won't allow that. I think it's stupid.
Now I was going to ask you about that. Because I've been one who always thought if you had a same day weigh-in, it would just force boxers to fight at a weight that they walk around at and they're more comfortable at. So the 185 guys, now maybe you'd shed 2 or 3 pounds, whatever, but you wouldn't see people cutting 15 or 20 pounds. Wouldn't that just ultimately make it fair for everybody? Eventually, you would just have people who fight at 185 fighting at a more, quote, healthy 195 or 205.
Well, that's kind of, I think, the initial thing what they tried to do. I can't speak for the commission there, but I think that's what initially they wanted to happen, but it didn't. And that's because obviously Ontario is not the only place that holds cards. And a lot of these guys, they're coming in, they're walking around weight and they're not cutting as much when they're training, and not necessarily having to sit in the sauna and things like that, but just natural shedding of weight while they're training. So what happens is these guys start traveling outside of Ontario to fight, and they're fighting at the lighter weights. Or I have guys that are going in there that, you know, they look up on BoxRec, which is the website where you can look up all the fighters across the world. So they go on BoxRec and they look. They say, okay, we need a welterweight. Well, they're looking for a welterweight that doesn't have same-day weigh-in.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Mel.
So now the guy from here goes over there, and he's a 147 pounder when he cuts weight the night before, and tries to go in there the same day and cut to 147. So I don't like it. I disagree with it, and I think that a whole thing was that they try to say it was healthier and all this, but honestly, the last little bit, I've seen more knockouts happen in Ontario, and I mean vicious knockouts, than anywhere else.
Mel. Ryan must want to fight because this is a real guy. Now, this Rob Nichols is a veteran. He's 37 years old. He's an Alberta boy. Talk about him a little bit, because Ryan's taken a fight against a guy who's fought relatively recently, and he's got a nice little five-fight win streak going.
Yeah, he does. Rob Nichols is a cruiserweight, which is a little bit heavier than what Ryan usually fights at. He is also the CPBC, which is the Canadian Cruiserweight Champion. Super nice guy, great guy, comes to fight. I think between the two of them, just because I know anytime Ryan fights, he puts on an exciting show. Rob comes to fight. Putting them together can only make a great fight. But I don't know, right? I get excited for certain fights. But I think it will be, just because the two guys together, their styles, I think, will make it an exciting fight. You know, Ryan, like I said, he's coming up in weight for this one, just because the last show that he fought on in Singapore, he had to cut weight for 175. And I wouldn't suggest it being healthy to go 2 weeks later and decide to start trying to cut weight again. So we talked about it and said, okay, let's try it at a cruiserweight, which is one division up. And Rob was the one to step up. At the time, he had lost a fight in Calgary because of promotion company there that is inexperienced. So he lost the fight there, and I said, okay, how about this? And they decided to take it. So
Mel Lubovac, president of KO Boxing, joins us, KO Boxing 78, this Friday night at the Shaw. Still some tickets available if you want to check it out. A good mixture of Canadians from all over. Of course, you've got some Mexicans on this card, as you have all the time. And usually, like you do, Mel, you have a lot of veteran fights, but then usually your initial fight is either pro debuts, guys who have some amateur background and stuff. How is it more important now than ever to ensure that there's boxers, the young ones, getting more opportunities? Because I know there's, you know, boxing, while maybe worldwide, is still massively popular, but with the amount of Canadians who as you mentioned, maybe want to duck certain fights, is it more important to get more people in the ring and get some experience early?
Well, you know, you need to start. I always try to put some pro debuts, or, you know, guys that have one or two fights on there, because you need to build them to the point where they become the Cam O'Connell that's 14-0, and then Ryan Ford that's 10-0, and then the Jelena that's 38-9. So you have to start these guys somewhere. And obviously, by them coming up on cards that these other guys are headlining, soon enough, you're hoping in 2 or 3 years, they can headline it. So it just really depends, and you've got to build them and see where they go from there. Now, not that it works every time. Some of them, they transition from amateur to boxing to pro boxing and realize it's not for them, or they love it and want to jump from amateur to pro as soon as possible. I have a couple guys in June, actually, that I'll be turning pro, that I won't be making that announcement yet, but they'll be turning pro, and when they do, it'll be kind of exciting because they're quite young.
Mel, talk about this 8-round lightweight bout. Is that an action fight for you? I mean, Oscar Barajas has put some wins together, too. He's 16-3 overall. I don't know much about this Cam O'Connell, but he's got a nice record. The saying is, styles make fights. How does this one stack up?
Well, you know, Cam has a lot of amateur experience. He was like a 12-time national amateur champion. He won like silver gloves and all that kind of stuff over the years. And Barajas, even though his record may say 16-3, he probably has a good 10 or 12 fights we don't even know about that aren't sanctioned somewhere. So they're both very, very experienced fighters. Oscar has come into Canada, and he actually beat a Canadian prospect, Roxy Lam. That was, I believe, back in October, who was 7-0 at the time. So he beat him in his own hometown. That was quite an upset for them over there. And then he also went to Montreal, and another a Quebec prospect, who is now 12-3 after fighting Oscar. He had a draw with him there. The guy comes in and fights. I believe he's a southpaw, which usually I'm not a fan of, but it turns out that Cam has done a lot of his training and sparring with Arash Usmani. I don't know if you know who yep. he is, but yeah, so he's done a lot with Arash, and they've kind of perfected that. So hopefully it's a good matchup.
Well, Mel, on International Women's Day, we're happy to have you on. Hope you celebrate that with a beverage tonight, and best of luck with the cards on Friday night. Hopefully it's entertaining and everybody makes weight.
Thank you.